This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We open up the phone lines and let you call in and talk about whatever you want. Peakless Mountaineer, we're going to get back to the article there where we are talking about what the Democrats are hoping to do with the Federal Reserve. These are the Democrats on a national level. But we do have calls, and that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. Why don't you write that down? Put it in your phone so you've got it. 855-450
speed dial.
Free here on Free Talk Live. Go to Christian Anarchist calling in on the phone lines. Toll free phone lines. Gene, you there?
Hey, I am.
What's on your mind?
Sounds like you might have changed. I've called about anarchy, but it sounds like you might have changed your tune on masks.
Me?
Yes.
What is my tune?
Well, you used to wear a mask, and you used to like wear a mask, and it sounded like earlier that you decided that maybe masks aren't really doing much.
New science, Gene.
I do like the idea that I can wear a mask and run around with some level of anonymity, should I wish. I think that's neat, and a freedom that we did not otherwise have previously from a social level.
I have worn my full compliance mask into a bank.
Yes.
But you used to think that they did something for you as far as the COVID.
Well, I think that what I probably would have said is that the masks are for other people, like protecting other people as opposed to protecting you, that maybe they do something. I don't know. Mostly what I do with my mask now is that I keep it in my pocket, and I forget to put it on. And
where it
mostly
absorbs his leg sweat all day long.
Oh, yeah. This mask is old. I mean, it's fraying.
Leave it alone.
Take a look at this. No. This is an N95 mask. It's been sitting in my back pocket for, it's got to be 4 weeks now. I've taken the time to draw a smiley face on it.
Wow.
What is this thing doing? Let's be serious, folks. This encrusted, German-crusted thing.
Obviously, the government needs to mandate the drawing of smiley faces on all masks for the sake of our immune systems.
Yeah, I mean,
well, anyway.
What I'm doing is I'm waiting until somebody tells me to put a mask on. Then I will, because, look, you know, whatever your level of comfort is, if some friends of mine want to come over to my house, but they're only comfortable if they can be a certain distance away. They're older, and I wear a mask.
So anyway, what I'm getting at.
Wait, hold on, Gene. Before you go on, I am willing to accommodate them because I want to see them. Please go ahead.
But what I was getting at anyway with that, before we get into anarchy, is that this is one of the things I like about you over some of the other hosts, and I'm not going to mention any names. That you can actually be convinced after you look at the numbers and the logic, you can actually say, hey, okay, maybe I wasn't right. But anyway, back to, that's an offhanded compliment.
Thank you.
Back to the idea of anarchy, which, you know, I've been talking about anarchy with you guys for 15 years.
Thank you for your service.
One of the things that I hear a lot of and I disagree with is that part of anarchy definition is belief in the non-aggression principle. And I don't agree with that. I agree with the non-aggression principle. Don't get me wrong there. I think
the non-aggression principle is what?
That you don't do violence against other people that aren't doing violence against you.
Right. You don't initiate force.
It's a principle that requires reciprocity.
Or initiate fraud.
I'd actually like to argue that there is no anarchy without the non-aggression principle, because once you start initiating force or threats of force, you are creating a political hierarchy between yourself and whoever you're threatening.
Well, you can argue that if you want. I'm not going to argue against that. But the point I'm trying to make is that if you, because the definition of an anarchy is no rulers, but if you then say, well, in order to be an anarchist, you have to follow this one rule, then you're basically saying, if you don't do what I say you should do, then you're not an anarchist.
Well, so to be fair, it's not a rule. It's a principle.
That's the main reason I disagree with that.
So, well, the rule is to not be a ruler.
The first thing I would say is that if we're talking about the term anarchy, the way academics use the term anarchy, fine. If we're talking about the way that libertarians use it, okay. I think the vast majority of people use the term to describe Molotov cocktail throwing lunatics who want to institute their version of government. And
we have
nothing
a new
to
term
do
for that now, Mark. It's called Antifa.
Right. Fine. But, you know, for me, I don't particularly like the term and won't use it for myself. And I am looking for steps that I can take today. If there was a switch that suddenly would just made the government go away, I don't think we'd be better off by throwing it. I think that that we have a nation and a world full of people that are held in check at this point by threats of violence against their person by an organization that is more powerful, and that if you just somehow get rid of that organization, that they haven't got the coping skills to be able to manage in a world that way. So, you know, hopefully the people that do have coping skills can wipe them out in a civil war, in a global war unlike we've ever seen. But I don't think that'll work.
So what I'm trying to say is that I think that the better definition or the better thing, the better principle behind anarchy is self-ownership. That's the one that I think is key to anarchy, not the non-aggression principle. Because you can,
agreed,
if you want to be an anarchist and you want to be violent against other people, I think there's no rule against you being violent against other people. However, nature will prove that those who want to work together with others are going to prosper more than those who want to do violence against others. That's going to be a natural occurrence of non-aggression. So
you're trying to make a division that there is no division here. I mean, I assume that I understand what you mean by self-ownership. And if I respect your self-ownership, then I can't initiate force against you. I mean, initiating force against you is, by its nature, a disrespect of your self-ownership. Which, I have trouble with the term, because who's the self that is owned? But, like bodily autonomy, you know?
I guess what I'm saying is, if I want to disrespect someone's self-ownership because I hate them for some reason, that doesn't necessarily mean that there's any kind of statism going on. That's basically just two people,
just violence,
one person violating another person's rights. So violation of rights does not a state make, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, aren't they trying to rule over you by punishing the behavior that they don't like?
Yes, but if I try to rule over one other person, does that make me the state?
Essentially.
Well, and I'm going to reiterate what I said. It's not the non-aggression rule. It's the non-aggression principle, and it requires reciprocity, right? So if you want to live your life by following the non-aggression principle, it's just basically a statement that you're choosing not to aggress against anybody else. Now, does that mean that other people have to follow the non-aggression principle? No. They're more than free to aggress against you. And following your own principles of self-ownership and self-defense, you can repel that. So, you know, it's not required of anarchy to follow the non-aggression principle, but it is necessary for a polite, peaceful society that
there
the people involved in it follow it.
See there? That wasn't so hard to agree with me now, was it?
I'm the other anarchist on the show, Gene.
Because that's exactly what I've been saying, right?
Well, I think once you start threatening somebody, you are becoming their ruler.
Right, and if you're a follower of the non-aggression principle and someone threatens you, you repel the threat.
Right.
It's not a violation of your principles.
Right, and that's
and not
disagreeing with them being my ruler.
Are all threats credible?
No.
Okay. You know, I also might murder somebody. Does that make me their god because I took their life? I don't think it does. So
you definitely tried to rule them, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, I definitely took their life away from them.
You're forcing them to not do anything ever again.
Thank you, Christian Anarchist. If you want to find more about Christian Anarchy, you can read Tolstoy's The Kingdom of God is Within You. I thought it was a fine read. I don't know if it converted me or whatever. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. $9 trillion, a third of the U.S. debt, has been created just since September 2019. The Bank of China's new digital currency has been used in more than 3 million transactions, worth more than a billion won. Still nothing from the U.S. Federal Reserve's digital currency. John McAfee indicted for tax evasion and SEC violations. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. He was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Peak Nicholas Mountaineer. I sincerely hope we get to the rest of your article. This is what happens here on the 9 o'clock hour as people begin to call in. I'd just like to tell everybody a little bit about what it's like to call into a radio and Free Talk Live specifically. There will probably not be much more than a 20-minute wait, tops. Sometimes it's a 2-minute wait. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's the way talk radio is these days. And you may call in and see how long the wait is, but we're going to take your calls as quickly as we possibly can.
If you're a chronic caller, you go to the back of the line, though. Is that still a rule? That used to be a rule.
We certainly try to make new voices more heard here on Free Talk Live. And I can tell you the people who call in often, if you want to use this term chronic, you may.
Heard it used on this show before.
Read, but not by me.
Okay.
If you call in often, you are, more likely to hit the back of the line. But, you know, I mean, to some extent, they're the cast of the characters too, here on Free Talk Live. So, you know, anybody who's calling in is making the show better in some manner or another, and I'll take it. I want to tell you about AnyPay. AnyPay 2.0 is here. And crypto payments are now faster than ever. I just used AnyPay this evening to pay for my dinner. If you're using Edge Wallet, I am, Handcash, Bitcoin.com's wallet, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be smooth. But some other wallets aren't ready for this impressive new technology. Their wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit AnyPayInc.com, upgrade, to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0, and reach out to the wallet programmers and encourage them to make payments perfect at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. I did this day before yesterday, sent a Twitter notice to Coinomi, who used to be my favorite wallet at one point. But that's AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. Let's go to the phones. We've got Tom in Kansas. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Hey, it's an honor to get on your show. One thing I haven't heard a while from numerous talk shows is one thing I always hear from Trump is how he supports the troop.
Uh-huh.
I'm a 21-year veteran. And
does that mean you're still in the military, or you were in the military for 21 years?
I was. I've been retired for 5.5 years.
All right.
So one thing that I keep hearing from Trump is how he supports us.
Yep.
But one thing I'm not hearing from Biden, Harris, the left, is that they want to do all these cuts and raise our taxes. But what I'm not hearing is, what are they going to do for us, and how are their actions, say if they were to get elected, what actions are they imposing on us that could hurt us, as in VA benefits as well as our pension, since they want to cut everything? Because I'm on a fixed income, and it just scares me to death, because I haven't heard any other caller call in that's a veteran saying, hey, I'm worried about this, I'm worried about that, being a veteran. But what could they impose on us that could really hurt us from our income, since we're on a fixed income? And how is it coming from, it's coming from the VA and our pension. I know it's all from the DOD Department of Defense, when they pass their budget. But what could they really do to hurt us?
I don't think VA benefits go through the DOD. I could be wrong on that, but I think that they're a separate
Maybe I'm wrong as well, but
so,
I'm just kind of curious on...
If I had to spitball it here, Trump is not perfect when it comes to making more disabled veterans, which is what war is, right? He's not the best, but he is better than most of the presidents in my lifetime. Probably the least violent president since Reagan. And it's a heck of a thing to say, but it appears to be true.
Well, to the point where those wars aren't even really a campaign talking point by either.
Right. Trump was trying to do sort of the libertarian talking point previously.
Well, to get the libertarian vote
recently. But and as I understand it, there's some shelling going on right now in Afghanistan as Trump's preparing to leave the country, which I don't know how to address that exactly. Clearly, people are going to be killed by that shelling. But The Obama administration, which is what I consider, you know, I think people are basically hoping for with Biden is that, hey, maybe Barack Obama will come back in and throw a little help to Joe. Now, why he isn't helping by campaigning, I don't have an answer for you. But, you know, the Obama administration, they didn't call him drone bomber for nothing. So I would say that I don't think Biden wants to talk about what he's going to do for the vets.
I mean, my biggest concern, if I were to really go into what changes the VA would have if Biden gets elected, is what changes is he going to make to healthcare in general, and how is that going to tie into your VA? Because there are a lot of changes planned for healthcare, none of which seem terribly clear or succinct. So.
Yeah. I mean, whatever changes Biden wanted to make, he could have made them over the 8 years that he was in office.
What have you heard that is causing your concern, I guess?
Well, I'm just concerned that I hear a lot of cuts that they want to propose, but I don't know how it's directed and if it is affected towards the VA or our pension, you know, that we've earned. Because I did 21 years, and it's like, you know, I'm on a fixed income, and it's like, well, if you start cutting this, start cutting that. And is it going to affect my mortgage, my regular payments, the livelihood, you know, for me to maintain as a provider for my family based upon my years of service because of my disabilities? And I'm sure it worries a lot of veterans. I'm like, well, if they're going to start cutting this and making us go back to get reevaluated and downgrade our disabilities, that's going to take away our percentages as well as the money that we get. It's like, oh, well, if we can't work, then how do we, you know, make a different income, provide an income? And if I can't do it, then what's going to happen to, like, my mortgage, my bills, my livelihood? You know,
I hear the concern. I don't know what talking points are coming out of the Biden-Harris camp or even the Trump camp.
Me neither, because you don't hear nothing what they're going to do for vets or what, you know, because I
haven't heard that they were making these cuts, honestly. Or planning to make any cuts in their spending.
Well, I hope that's true because as we know, Kansas is very overtaxed in certain areas and certain counties, and to increase it even more with some of the delegate or the candidates that are running right now, and it's like, wow, this is even going to hurt me even more. And it's like, what do you do? I mean, besides move. Get out of this area because it's overtaxed, and it's like if they want to increase even more and take away from us, it's like, wow, it's like you're living.
Learn to code, I guess.
Right. I get your concern, and I hope the best. I don't know what to say. I mean, I think that these, you know, generally I think that the candidates aren't going to do anything that's going to markedly make your life better or worse, because it's president and it sits way above, the rest of the stuff. But, the government made a promise to these vets, and I think it should keep it. 855-450-3733. Thanks for the call, Tom. 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter in the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior, when the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast. Only the traitor, Ashok Badal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. If it's war he wants, it is war he will get. Bane Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the 40,000 Hunter Biden emails from a forfeited laptop in Delaware continue to be scoured through, Trump Jr. on Fox News talks censorship and a double standard.
They went outraged that this is an attack on the free press, yada, yada, yada. They have no problem when the Biden camp does it and they destroy one of their own. And let's not kid ourselves. The New York Post is a 200-year-old paper. The New York Post has been around and is one of the largest papers in America. This is not the National Enquirer that social media and mainstream media are suppressing. This is one of their own, and they seem just fine with that.
Democrat leadership in Washington and the Biden camp are calling the story a smear campaign without denying the emails were from Hunter's laptop. The next presidential debate between President Trump and Democrat nominee Joe Biden will take place Thursday at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. USA Radio News. The Trump campaign was drumming up support in Carson City, Nevada, Sunday evening. Steve Cortez, Trump's campaign senior advisor on Fox News, says heavy tourist areas like Nevada cannot and will not be shut down again.
Nevada, perhaps more than any place else, knows that we can manage the risks of the virus, and we are not going back to a place of shutdown. We are not going back to where we were in March. It would be catastrophic for the entire country, but particularly for a place like Nevada that is so tourism and hospitality driven.
Earlier in the day, the president attended the International Church of Las Vegas service. Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden was in North Carolina Sunday.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I tell you what, it's great to be here. Michael, you know, I tell you what, it's the reason why HBCUs are doing so well. We're going to make them do even better, pal. I tell you what.
USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Peakless, I have kept you away from your article. I want to make sure that you get a chance to bring that up. I know that there are some issues that we didn't quite delve into that you were hoping to touch upon. So what are they?
Well, the most important issue I wanted to touch on is where they said here that this would be the first major change to the Fed's mandate since 1977. So if you look at what happened to the Fed in 1977, that they did the exact same thing.
Uh-huh.
They did this exact same thing. I mean,
and this is
not exactly in the same way. What they had done at the time was they were specifically concerned about racial equality in housing.
Okay.
So they told the Fed, you need to get these numbers up. You need to get the number of home loans that are offered to African Americans to be the same as the number that are, you know, percentage wise
proportionally.
Yes, that is offered to Caucasians. And what they had to do in order to do that was to greenlight a lot of things in the local branches of the banks that basically said, okay, well, you cannot judge these two by the same standard. because you, as the local banks, have to have a higher proportion of dark-skinned debtors.
Right. Well, one thing I'll say is that you know, systematically, black banks have been run out of business in the United States, and that has had negative consequences. So,
oh yeah, I mean the actual solution is to have some amount of competition,
right?
Which
competition,
I mean,
would be good, and then not going and burning down Black Wall Street, right? You know, those
that
things too
sure would help everybody quite a lot, honestly.
Yeah. Right.
And that's the thing. They for over 100 years, it's been near to impossible to break into banking. I mean, essentially, they came together and said, hey, we've been trying to push each other out of this market for a very long time, and we can't do it, so how about we just agree that we are the only ones allowed in this market? And that's where you got the creature from Jekyll Island that became the Federal Reserve.
Right.
So when you say it's difficult to get into banking, are you talking about, like, at the Federal Reserve level?
Oh, it's astonishingly difficult to get into.
Right. You can't just open a bank. I mean, it's so difficult.
Well, but credit unions are a thing, and
credit
I think that would be easier.
Yep.
And
if
you have a specific target demographic that you're looking to get into, right, I would think opening or starting a credit union in your community would be beneficial. And then one of the membership requirements of that credit union is to be part of that specific demographic.
If that's what they want to do, I mean, I would hate to see businesses run based on being part of a demographic, but they should be able to do that if that's what they wish.
That's what credit unions do now. It's just a little bit more wide open.
Well, I mean, not a demographic as much as you know, people that live in a given geographic area or work at a different place.
Sure.
I don't know if that falls. So demographics generally mean color, race,
age, gender,
you know, these kind of things. Those are broadly what demographics are. You can put other qualitative info on there and come up with other things, but, you know, that's a demographic, I think.
Okay.
And, yeah, if they hadn't destroyed Black Wall Street, and if it were actually possible to break into this industry, because it is, I mean, I don't think there's anything that is as regulated as the financial sector. I mean, especially as this country has moved from a manufacturing country to a financial services country, it has gotten more and more and more regulated where you cannot just open banks and be like, hey, I want a black bank. I want this to serve this community because we're having trouble, and they will like it better for me to have this bank than for you to have your bank. You can't do that.
So in the last year, banks around the world have acknowledged that cryptocurrency is liable to come in and change things dramatically.
Seems like a good idea as well.
China has created its own digital currency, and there have been quite a few transactions. I don't have the numbers sitting right here in front of me, but, you know, lots of zeros involving the numbers of what was done, what was transacted, and how many there were. In the millions and billions. The United States has announced, the Federal Reserve has announced its own digital currency. And if these big, because basically there's only three countries that count when it comes to these things. Sorry, England. You know, it's Russia, it's China, it's the United States. You know, Saudi Arabia and England, I suppose you can put them on the second tier of countries that count. But the when cryptocurrency may very well come in and do what the Internet did to broadcast television and broadcast radio. I mean, the reason that I can't cuss on the radio is because it may offend a community. But any one person who is listening to the radio right now can go see and hear some of the most horrifying things possible on the Internet. But, you know, I mean, how many 12-year-old boys are huddled underneath their covers right now listening to a transistor radio of my voice? Probably not very many. I would go so far as to venture to say zero.
They're on Twitch.
Right. Listening to people cuss while they play video games.
Yes.
Why, it's almost as if the market itself could decide which words are more and less appealing.
Well, I would say that even the government's intro here is actually in this area has perverted the marketplace to the point that now my son goes out and looks for content based on, you know, the things that he wants to consume, but it has nothing. He doesn't actually want to hear the cuss words.
Interesting.
He's not looking for cuss words. He's looking for the content about what he wants to hear, and that the people on there just use them because, the younger people from my like my age on down cuss.
I did not buy a CD unless it had that parental advisory sticker on it.
See, I would never have even considered that, but it, you know, it doesn't motivate me. I consider the use of cuss words to be an indication that you're filling space, don't know what to say, you know, over a variety of things. So
instead of ums and ahs,
right?
It's, Tourette's,
yeah, effing.
You know? Well, I think it's useful to know when people have moved from their speaking brain into their lizard brain, because there is actually a different part of the brain that is not your speech centers at all. It is a much deeper, more primitive part that uses cuss words.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah.
It's essentially the equivalent to a chimpanzee letting everyone know that there is a predator here.
Yeah, I was hearing, well, they were talking about, I was listening to Sapiens, which is a relatively new book with a New York Times bestseller. I'm listening to it through Audible. And I think our coupon code there is probably still good, FTL.
Give it a shot. Why not?
Whatever. And they were talking about green monkeys. In fact, green monkeys have their own language, and it's you know, they have a word for look out, it's an eagle. And a word for look out, it's a lion. And when you, and they can
different
test
strategies
this
to survive.
Right. You can test this by simply getting green monkeys in some, you know, cage or area and play the one noise and they all look up for the eagle. Play the other noise and they all run up a tree to avoid the lion.
Interesting.
So, there you go. And by the way, they have lots of green monkeys on St. Kitts, perhaps Nevis. I don't know for sure whether they're on Nevis or not, because they were released there to, I don't know, deal with the rats maybe. So, some creature they were trying to get rid of. This is always a bad idea, ladies and gentlemen. But those green monkeys are basically disease-free because they're non-indigenous but pervasive, so they use them for testing. Although drug companies want these green monkeys because they are the best green monkeys. Anything else you want to get on this one, Peakless?
I seem to have lost my place here.
These things happen. The wonders of modern
see, the next portion of it was just where they talked about how Biden and Warren had previously... Ah, here we are. Presumptive Democratic... remember, this is back in August. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. Joe Biden recently released a similar proposal calling on the Fed to, quote, aggressively enhance monitoring and targeting of persistent racial gaps in jobs, wages, and health.
Does the Federal Reserve has anything to do with jobs?
They create the money.
They do create the money, but this, you know, whatever. I don't know how they.
Well, if they'd let us save some of it, maybe we'd have a few more jobs.
Sure. Your savings are constantly diminished by the Federal Reserve and their money printing policies.
Then be a rich dude hoarding the wealth.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You're on Free Talk Live.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, it's another edition of the Edgington Post Show. I am Mark Edge, coming to you for Free Talk Live. I've got with me an important guest. I've got Paul Summers. Did I get that right, Paul?
That's correct.
And you're the former Attorney General of Tennessee.
That is correct.
You've also been a senior judge there and been in law your whole life, right?
I've been in law for about 45 years, and I've tried cases at every level of both state and federal court.
I get an email, and you're the spokesperson for an issue that is near and dear to my heart. I think that there are a few things out there that are slam dunks for a constitutional amendment. It's not that hard for them to do if they want to do it, and I think the vast majority of people could agree. Now, I'm not sure about the vast majority of U.S. representatives and senators, but the vast majority of people would go ahead and say that this is absolutely something that we need to consider. Can you explain to me, Flea, what it is that we're talking about here?
Yes. For 151 years, the Supreme Court of the United States has consisted of 9 justices. The Constitution is silent on the number of justices. If a majority of the House and the Senate increased or decreased the number of justices and the president signed the bill, it could be changed. We feel, a bipartisan group of former attorneys general strongly feel, that we need to set the number of Supreme Court justices at 9 and that there be a constitutional amendment. It would be the shortest constitutional amendment. It would be the 28th. The 13 words would read, "The Supreme Court of the United States shall be composed of 9 justices," and this would prevent or at least deter the concept of court packing.
Right. So let's do a little history on court packing. You probably know it better than I do because you've taken on this endeavor as time well spent. Basically, is all I know is from when I was a kid in civics class that FDR wasn't getting what he wanted out of the Supreme Court, so he threatened the judges by packing the court, and that he ultimately did get the ruling that he wanted to get, so the packing of the court never occurred, but the threat thereof presumably resulted in him getting the ruling he wanted.
The last effort at packing the court was FDR in 1937. He wanted to increase the number of justices, apparently because he wanted to have justices that were ideologically consistent with his political positions. A bipartisan group of legislators did not back him as a result of his failure to pack the court. Then he he lost some of his support, and he also created and emboldened some of his opponents. So court packing is not a good thing. It does three things. Number one, it damages the rule of law. Secondly, it denigrates or destroys the independence of the court. And most importantly, it erodes the checks and balances on the abuse of power of the other two branches. We oppose court packing, and we need to set the constitutional number of justices at 9.
If you're talking about a civics class or American or people becoming American citizens or talking about the American government, the terms checks and balances come up. That would lead me to believe the checks and balances are extraordinarily important, and to allow a door open to destroy checks and balances. Because if the executive can choose to pressure the court in such a way that they're going to get the ruling that they want, then the court doesn't have the check and balance that it's supposed to have. It's supposed to be able to determine what is constitutional and what is not.
Judges, whether they are Supreme Court justices or whether they're trial judges, they call the balls and the strikes. They are supposed to be, they don't even need to wear black robes. They ought to wear black and striped robes like referees. And so we always value particularly the checks and balances on the abuse of power with judges, and we value their independence. Judges are not supposed to set policy. They are supposed to interpret the law and not make the law or legislate. That's all we're trying to prevent by setting the number of Supreme Court justices at a certain number, and 9 seems to have worked very well for 151 years. Let's put it in the Constitution. Quite frankly, most people, most lawyers thought it already was. But we need to put it in the Constitution. And by the way, this is a completely a bipartisan effort on behalf of the former attorneys general who have spoken out on this issue.
Yeah, and I do want to go through what your guys' plan is as far as getting this amendment through. I got one last point on the number 9. 9's great because it's an odd number, and you can have 5-4 rulings, so odd numbers would work. A larger number than, say, 3 is good because, as you'd have in, say, an appellate, a federal appellate case or something like that, because then you get more legal minds involved. A smaller number is good in so much as the Supreme Court building's the newest of buildings for federal branches. I think it's at 1950 or something like that. And it was built for 9 people. And so it's a good number because it's odd and we're prepared for it, by and large. So things have worked out reasonably well. A good plurality of decisions from the Supreme Court are actually 9-0. It isn't as divisive as people think, with a bunch of Republicans and Democrats in there arguing over stuff. These are judges that read the law. I mean, we don't even go so far as to call them law geeks, that really care as to what is written down and how that relates to the Constitution, which is more things that are written down. So I support the number 9 also. Now, let me ask you this. Now that we're in agreement that this should happen, what's your guys' plan for implementation? How do you get from, you know, two guys talking about it to going from so much further?
We're working nationwide on this issue. We're so grateful for the question to be asked right out of the chute at the debates, the presidential debates the other night about court packing. We're glad that at least one of the candidates was definitive that he was against it. The other candidate would not answer the question. We are trying to get both Republicans and Democrats to influence all candidates who are running for election, whether it even be at the state level, to support the Keep 9 Amendment. Not just that we support it, but also not just that we support the concept, but we support the amendment, because things can change once the elections are over. We want to make sure that we can get 2/3 vote in the House and the Senate and pass this amendment, and then we'll go to the ratification process of 3/4 of the states. We're working hard. We're a grassroots effort. But as you said, how could you be against this?
How indeed. So help me out on amendments. I don't think every American knows exactly how it goes. And I get fuzzy every time somebody talks about one. So is it it's the House, Senate, and then states?
Two-thirds of the House, two-thirds of the Senate, and then once the constitutional amendment is sent to the states for ratification, requires three-quarters of the state legislatures to ratify it.
Can that be done in a different order?
I'm sorry?
Can that be done in a different order?
No. It's in that order. There's a way to have a constitutional convention, but we have found through history the easiest way, the simplest way, is to have the legislative body at the federal level pass it by two-thirds each and then send it to the various states and have three-quarters of the states ratify. We've had constitutional amendments. We've had 27 of them. This would be the 28th. And we recently had one, the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote, which was ratified by the three-quarters of the states in August of 1920, 100 years ago. So that's how important these constitutional amendments are. And all we want to do is include those 13 words in our United States Constitution.
Yeah, it's rare. But it's and that's good, because that means it's reserved for important things. And this would be something that I would consider to be important enough that not only would I support it, because I'll support lots of constitutional amendments out there, but not only that, but I think that we can get the vast majority of people who whom you talk to about this that to go for it, too. I think that in all likelihood, you could get the Senate and the House, if it gets in front of them, to agree on this too. Maybe not at the contentious point of an election, but don't worry, we'll have a Congress coming up here, in a new Congress in January. And it's a good thing for them to address, because the very idea that this was brought up is, I mean, I've heard lots of things called the nuclear option. That's even worse than the nuclear option. Paul Summers, where can people go to find out more?
We've got a nonpartisan coalition called the Coalition to Preserve the Independence of the Supreme Court. You can contact us by looking us up on our website, www.keep9.org. Repeat, www.keep9.org. Please contact us. We want your help. Get out the word, Keep Nine.
News from news.bitcoin.com. $9 trillion, a third of the U.S. debt, has been created just since September 2019. The Bank of China's new digital currency has been used in more than 3 million transactions, worth more than a billion won. Still nothing from the U.S. Federal Reserve's digital currency. John McAfee indicted for tax evasion and SEC violations. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. greenmeadowwhey.com.